Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And we've got a website. It's freetalklive.com. Go there, get interactive. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. It is a Reddit-based system, so you can submit news article, blog post, YouTube video, whatever you find online that you think's interesting, entertaining, outrageous, enlightening. You post it to the front page of the site. Other listeners can vote up or down whether they like or dislike. It's all free, so go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We've talked about burning the flag, or I guess not burning the flag, but throwing a flag out of a window and other desecrations. The idea of the United States flag as a religious icon. We've also, been to your calls. You can, of course, call in about anything you want to discuss. Plus, there was a disturbing ISIS video, an alleged ISIS video, showing the decapitations of 21 so-called Coptic Christians out of Egypt. And that was pretty disturbing. We talked about that in the first hour. So you're welcome to comment on anything you'd like to discuss. Coming up this hour, boingboing.net has a piece here called Why Animals Eat Psychoactive Plants. It's something that some people have actually observed happen in real life and can be fairly entertaining when it does. Dan is on the line first, though, in Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Dan. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was happy to talk about some Amanita muscaria, the magic mushroom, I guess, that the that the reindeer like to eat. I saw it when I was on a fishing trip up in Canada. Didn't try it myself, but I read that I guess the Inuit people would follow the reindeer around after they ate the mushrooms and somehow collect the urine and then drink that and hallucinate since it was somehow less toxic than eating the mushroom itself.
Really?
So the question is, would you drink reindeer so you could trip off?
I would have to be really, really well convinced that this was somehow a good idea.
I
feel bad for the person who goes around and collects it.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of this story. Usually when it comes to drugs, the whatever it is that's in your urine afterwards is not going to have the active chemicals in it because it's already gone through your digestive tract and has been absorbed into your bloodstream. And anything that's in your urine is essentially, I forget the name for this, but when you're going to drug tests, they're testing for a certain remnant. That's not the right word, but
it would be, I guess, in the fat cells of your, that's still contained in your urine.
Yeah, I mean, the active chemicals are not in your urine. There's some sort of other thing that's left. I wish I had the right word to describe this, and Mark, you're not helping me with any of it. So,
residual? Residue?
It's funny.
Yeah, those are close.
There are also the little red mushrooms with the white dots that Mario likes to eat as well. So
the Amanita muscaria?
Look quite similar to the Mario mushrooms. So I don't know if there's a connection there.
I'd like to encourage people to do serious amount of research before they get involved with picking mushrooms. That can be a fairly dangerous activity because there are thousands of varieties of fungi out there. And
some of them are poisonous.
Some of them will kill you. Keep that in mind and do your research.
I like getting the edible ones to eat, not the psychoactive ones. But they say if it grows on wood, it's good. And usually that's a good rule to go by and they're good to eat.
I wouldn't take your word for it, Dan, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, especially if you're claiming that you could get high off of drinking deer urine after the deers have consumed psychedelic mushrooms. I don't know. Maybe it's true, but the remnants or the residue or whatever. It's not the actual active chemical. It's what's left over. It's the chemical that identifies the fact that the main chemical has been in your body.
Like I call it a precursor, but it's the opposite.
Yeah,
the
right.
Post-cursor.
Yeah, the post-cursor. That's probably the best word. It's still not the scientific word, but it's probably the best one we're going to get here tonight. The post-cursor, the results of using this, the chemicals that are left after using it, that's what's going to come out in urine. That's what the drug tests test for, to see if those things are present. So I don't believe the story. I don't believe the story. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here. The United Nations, according to BoingBoing.net, says the drug war's rationale is to build a drug-free world. We can do it! This is apparently a quote from the UN. The U.S. government officials agree, stressing that, quote, there's no such thing as recreational drug use, unquote. So this isn't a war to stop addiction like that in my family or teenage drug use. It's a war to stop drug use among all humans everywhere. All these prohibited chemicals need to be rounded up and removed from the earth. That is what we are fighting for. I began to see this goal differently after I learned the story of the drunk elephants, the stoned water buffalo, and the grieving mongoose. They were all taught to me by a remarkable scientist in Los Angeles named Professor Ronald Siegel, Ronald K. Siegel. The tropical storm in Hawaii had reduced the mongoose's home to a mess of mud, and lying there amid the dirt and the water was the mongoose's mate, dead.
Mm.
Professor Siegel, a silver-haired official advisor to two U.S. presidents and to the World Health Organization, was watching this scene. The mongoose found the corpse, and it made a decision. It wanted to get out of its mind. 2 months before, the professor had planted a powerful hallucinogen called silver morning glory in the pen. The mongooses had all tried it, but they didn't seem to like it. They stumbled around disoriented for a few hours and had stayed away from it ever since.
Morning glory is serious stuff, not to be fooled around with.
But not now. Stricken with grief, the mongoose began to chew. Before long, it had tuned in and dropped out. It turns out this wasn't a freak occurrence in the animal kingdom. It is routine. As a young scientific researcher, Siegel had been confidently told by his supervisor that humans were the only species that seek out drugs to use for their own pleasure.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, robins going after fermented berries. I've seen it myself.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of evidence for this. But that's what he was told when he was younger, and now he's older. Now he's silver-haired, so we're talking about probably 50 years ago.
I can't imagine they weren't observing these things at that time, but all right.
Siegel had seen cats lunging at catnip, which he knew contains chemicals.
Yeah, right. Catnip's a great example.
Mimic the pheromones in a male tomcat's pee, so he wondered, could his supervisor really be right? Given the number of species in the world, aren't there others who want to get high or stoned or drunk? This question set him on a path that would take 25 years of his life, studying the drug-taking habits of animals from the mongooses of Hawaii to the elephants of South Africa to the grasshoppers of Soviet-occupied Czechoslovakia. It was such an implausible mission that in one marijuana field in Hawaii, he was taken hostage by local drug dealers because when he told them he was there to see what happened when mongooses ate marijuana, they thought it was the worst police cover story they'd ever heard. I'll tell you more about his story here in moments. First, Mark is with us listening in Asheville to WWNC. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you all doing tonight?
Great. Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Good. I just wanted to comment on what you're just talking about with the reindeer and drinking
sure.
the pee. I believe the story is plausible.
Really?
The word you're looking for is metabolite.
Okay.
And but the reason I say it's plausible, there is a tribe of South American Indians, part of their coming-of-age ritual. They eat a certain kind of mushrooms, and they continually drink their own urine so they can continue to get high over and over again.
Wow. Fascinating.
Quite a story.
But, yeah, I heard that. And then the metabolites you're talking about, usually this stuff does pass out, and you can't, you're not going to get anything off of it afterward. But there are some chemicals, such as mushrooms, that the body doesn't break them down. It simply passes them out through the urine. And so if
How about
you
ingest
that? The urine, then there you go again.
The urine of people who eat the mushrooms contains substantial quantities of the isoxazole derivatives that produce the intoxicating effects. Apparently there is some more information about this on the internet. Okay, you're starting to persuade me, although I'm still not interested in drinking urine to get high.
No, I think I'll pass on that too.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to pass that along.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. Hearing it from more than one person makes it seem more legitimate. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Argumentum et populum.
No, but you can also look online here, as I'm doing right now, just to see if there's any truth to that. Like I said, there's some really disgusting things people will do in order to get high, and that would rank in that probably the bottom 10 of those.
Yeah,
disgusting
that's so
things.
Great.
855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. More about animals and inebriation. Animals altering their state of consciousness. Is it a crime when they do it too? It's Free Talk Live. Maybe we should arrest some badgers or something like that. We're coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
On this live Sunday edition. Coming up in under 3 weeks, less than 3 weeks at this point, we're going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire, for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We'll be broadcasting live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, March 5th through the 8th. That's when the forum's happening. It's a great event. If you've never been to the Liberty Forum, don't miss it. If it's still not too late for you to get tickets. In fact, I will tell you how to get a free ticket to this event, which has never been done before, by the way, before 2015. We've been promoting the Liberty Forum every single year it's ever happened. We've been live broadcasting from the event every single year it's happened, and never have they given away tickets to this event. That doesn't mean the event's, you know, a crappy event now and they're desperate to give away tickets.
No, this is, as far as I know, only going through Free Talk Live.
Correct, as far as I know as well. But the event is bigger than it's ever been. They had to move the event to a new hotel, to a new convention space, to the largest convention space in New Hampshire. It's the Radisson Hotel in Manchester. So we'll look forward to seeing you there. All kinds of great liberty-oriented speakers like Ben Swan, Jeffrey Tucker, the gentleman from Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne. I don't know why I'm spacing on his last name. But, yeah, so those are the keynote speakers. But there's many other speakers. You can go to NHLibertyForum.com to get the full list there. But here's how you get the free basic ticket to the Liberty Forum. You can take advantage of this offer for the next 2 weeks, so through the end of the month. Here in February. So basically, you've got almost right up to Liberty Forum to actually take advantage of this. But what you have to do is email me, ian@freetalklive.com, and you have to pledge that you will attend one of the sessions, specifically the FSP questions, the Free State Project questions. It's a session that's happening on Saturday. Carla Mora is going to be the host of this session. She will field your questions, whatever questions you have about the Free State Project, bring them. Now, you don't have to ask questions. You just have to commit to attend that particular session on 12:30 on the Saturday during the Liberty Forum. So if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to commit to attend just that one session, you just email me at ian@freetalklive.com with the name that you want on your ticket, and I'll get it taken care of for you. It's that simple.
Excellent. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not me. It's the Liberty Forum.
You're helping.
That's true. I did agree to assist. I guess you could say that. So we'll look forward to seeing you there March 5th through the 8th. And now that you can get a free ticket, what do you got to lose? So we're talking about animals and them eating psychedelic things, drinking alcohol, altering their state of consciousness. And we had an interesting call suggesting that reindeer urine couldn't actually be used to get high, just as a sort of related to that.
If you use the reindeer to filter a particular type of psychedelic mushroom.
Correct, which is the Amanita muscaria. And the gentleman who called
it's the in... way I use actually use it's the way I use pigs to filter vegetables.
So but you're not getting high off of the
no,
pig.
No, but. Yeah.
So the guy who called in first about this, I was pretty shocked. I didn't really believe what he was saying. It sounded like a kind of a mean way to get somebody to drink some urine in hopes of getting high. But actually, it appears that there's legitimacy.
And now you're interested.
There's science here, Mark. Here's AskMen.com. I'm jumping from our original article, which we'll come back to, about the animals getting high, but into this little brief bit from Ask Men. Coca-Cola's advertising campaign in the 1930s may have solidified Santa's image as the jolly rotund guy we know today, but Santa's true origins stem from the traditions of the pea-drinking reindeer herders of northern Europe. Reindeer are fond of eating fly agaric mushrooms, Amanita muscaria, which is what we were talking about,
yeah.
The red and white toadstools often associated with Christmas, because they contain compounds that are hallucinogenic and euphoric. Reindeer digestive systems are able to metabolize the more poisonous components of the toadstool, leaving urine with the psychoactive elements of the mushroom intact.
Who figured this out?
The Sami people of northern Europe would regularly feed fly agaric to reindeer and collect their urine, apparently those people, the Sami people of northern Europe, and collect their urine to get a high similar to LSD. Under the hallucinogenic effects of the reindeer urine, the Sami thought their reindeer were flying through space, looking down on the world. When the first missionaries reached Lapland, they heard stories of flying reindeer and integrated them into the existing Christmas folklore of Western cultures.
Hmm.
That is fascinating that the flying reindeer in the Santa story came from some trippin' Indians, basically.
Well, they're not Indians. This is Europe.
Well, whatever you call them. What do you call the natives of Europe?
Vikings.
The Sami people. I don't know. The practice of drinking reindeer urine was reserved for those who had the time to collect the mushroom, which meant that the poorer class would drink the urine of the better off, which was collected in bowls or skin bags.
You've got to be kidding me.
Evidence suggests that the drug's hallucinogens remain active even after having passed through five or six people. Some scholars maintain this is the true origin of the expression to get pissed. The Koryak shaman, holy men who collected fly agaric in Siberia, wore special attire consisting of red and white fur-trimmed coats and long black boots. They would gather the mushrooms from under sacred evergreen trees and collect them in large sacks. They would then enter their teepee-like homes called yurts through the smoke hole at the top, carrying a sack full of dried fly agaric. Once inside, they would share their gift with those gathered inside and then leave back through the smoke hole. Sound familiar? From climbing into chimneys and gift-giving to dressing in red and white and flying through the air with reindeer, storytellers and travelers fuse the ancient customs of shamanistic urine-drinking rituals with other pagan traditions, and these were integrated by early Christians into our modern Christmas traditions. Santa does exist, and he's a pusher. I thought that story was really interesting.
Yeah, well, it's interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. The Christmas religion, all of its trappings, the Christmas story, the Santa Claus thing may have been influenced by people who were tripping on mushrooms.
It sounds like they're making a pretty good case for it.
All right, boingboing.net. Back to the story about Ronald K. Siegel. This is a professor, and he has been studying throughout his career the fascinating study of animals getting high. Now, what he discovered seems strange at first about the mongoose. We talked about the mongoose eating some very psychedelic plants after its loved one had been killed by a terrible storm and its home had been destroyed. He explains in his book, which is called Intoxication, quote, after sampling the numbing nectar of certain orchids, bees drop to the ground in a temporary stupor. Then weave back for more. Birds gorge themselves on inebriating berries,
yep.
Then fly with reckless abandon. Cats eagerly sniff aromatic pleasure plants, then play with imaginary objects. Cows that browse special range weeds will twitch, shake, and stumble back to the plants for more.
Loco weed.
Elephants purposely get drunk off of fermented fruits. Snacks of magic mushrooms cause monkeys to sit with their heads in their hands in a posture reminiscent of Rodin's Thinker. The pursuit of intoxication by animals seems as purposeless as it is passionate. Many animals engage these plants or their manufactured allies despite the danger of toxic or poisonous effects. Noah's Ark, he found, would have looked a lot like London on a Saturday night. More coming up here in moments about animals getting high. Why do they do it? 855-453. And should it be criminal? Because we got to put a stop to these drugs. They're bad. 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties. Because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration, they don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about animals getting high and drunk, inebriating themselves. Why do they do it? That's the question being asked and answered over at boingboing.net. I'll share the link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so you can dig into this yourself. I don't know if we'll get through the whole story because it's fairly detailed. Talking about Ronald K. Siegel and his study over many, many years of the phenomenon that is actually fairly common of animals ingesting various different substances that will alter their states of consciousness. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can also support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's all it costs to amp the show, and it makes a big difference for us because it allows us to invest the amp dollars into Free Talk Live to get us on more radio stations, on more people's internet connections, on more satellite channels around the world to expose new folks to the ideas of freedom. So if you think what we're doing here is valuable on Free Talk Live, and you want to get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, Amp Only forum, as well as the Amp Only Facebook group, it's all there for you, and it's just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal, use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website, amp.freetalklive.com. Please, it makes a big difference for us. Plus, there's a special offer on the table right now for those of you who become Free Talk Live Platinum amplifiers by March 1st and you stay a platinum amplifier through May 1st, you will be qualified to get a free long sleeve tech fabric fancy shirt that is a Free Talk Live amplifier exclusive, exclusive only for platinum amplifiers. So you've got to be a platinum amplifier by March 1st. Stay a platinum for at least 2 months at that point, and you will then receive one of these shirts. It's very cool. It's going to be a word cloud design, meaning it'll have a bunch of the topics that we've talked about sort of on the shirt. You can see what the design looks like by going to shirt.freetalklive.com. And again, get signed up as a platinum amplifier. It's the top level amplifiers, $25 a month for platinum. Get signed up for that by March 1st. You got just under 2 weeks at this point to do that if you want to qualify for this exclusive shirt. So thanks to Michael January for putting forth the effort to make this thing happen. He's designed the shirt. He's going to fulfill the orders and everything. And that's awesome because it's one less thing for you and I to have to worry about, Mark. So I really appreciate his efforts there. And he's also a platinum amplifier, and he wanted to see more people become platinum. So, again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. And, again, if all you can afford is $5 a month or $10 a month, we still appreciate it. You still get all the regular perks there. Amp.freetalklive.com. To your calls and thoughts, Tommy is in Glasgow via Skype. Hello, Tommy. Tommy on Skype, going once. Tommy on Skype, going twice. It could be me, Tommy. Hang on. We'll put you
Hello.
On. Oh, there. And it wasn't me that time. Tommy, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
My fault. Sorry, Ian. How you doing?
That's all right. Go ahead. You're on.
How you doing, Darryl?
Good,
yeah.
Good.
Well, I've, the reindeer, I don't know if you know the word for... They can take our lives, but they'll never take a reindeer pash. But the stuff about, I don't know if you know the word in Scottish for feces, we call it jobby. I don't know if you're aware of that, a jobby, yeah?
No.
No, we call it a jobby, yeah, so the number two. So if you combine, it's said of old Viking Scottish legend, that if you combine... Viking jobbies and a reindeer pash, then you will be able to have sex with the most beautiful woman on the planet.
Well,
and if it doesn't happen, at least you can have the most vivid dreams about it happening, you know?
Yeah,
Get yourself down there. But on a serious point, well, maybe not a two series, before I get to a serious point, there was one time when I was smoking a bit of hashish, mm-hmm. a bit of Moroccan hashish, and I accidentally dropped it down the old lavatory.
Uh-oh.
And it fell into some, not reindeer pash, but some of my own pash.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fished it out. It was only in there for like half a nanosecond. And... at times when I used to run out...
Must have been some expensive hash to get in there. Well, listen,
and at times when I used to run out of my good stuff, I used to go in and end up smoking it because I was desperate. But
how big of a chunk of hash did you drop in the toilet?
Yeah, that's how it... I mean, when you're an addict and you're wanting to smoke, you know, and you've only got your bit of pash-stained hash, you know, you'll end up smoking it. I would say that the high wasn't as good as what you would get probably with the reindeer pash,
mm-hmm.
but as I'm not a connoisseur of the reindeer stuff, because I've not been to the place to sample it, but I think I'm booking a first-class ticket tomorrow.
I wonder if they've got that on Silk Road. I wonder if you can get...
Oh, no, I thought it was shut down. I thought your man had it shut down.
No. They're on 3.0 at this point. There's now a Silk Road 3.0. There's a Silk Road on I2P. There's several other competing markets. So what was your serious point? Because go ahead with that.
You might get done for advertising there. You better calm down on that. My serious point, no. Well, human beings would not have evolved. Myself, personally, I talk from human experience, just myself, me and I was, you know, how can I put it without? Yes, it has harmful effects. You hear all in the media. The media's too quick to say, oh, drugs do that and drugs do this.
Mm-hmm.
But there is beneficial effects from the plants that were given to us, if you believe in a higher being and God, that these plants are a medicine for us, not to abuse. One of the sicknesses of our culture that we share is one where the abuse culture of something is something so good, but then you can use stuff for a medicine to self-medicate, which is far better than going to these pharma drugs companies to get some hyped up drug chemical that they make up. You're better probably dabbling in something like reindeer pash or some cactus plant or something like that that would expand your mind, because too many people out there suffer from a disease that I would call small-mindedness.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
You know, they dabble in the drugs, that you know, tobacco and alcohol, that suppress the inner being of a person. And somebody who takes acid, I think, at an early age, what I did, it opens your mind for the rest of your life that you cannot be influenced or brainwashed by the elites forever, you know, because you can see through their trip. They're on a different trip to confuse and control. But then if you take a mind-altering substance, you can stand at the side and laugh at them, say, hey, the only thing that you have got as a person, is what they want to get is your mind. So if you can control your mind and divert them away, the people who control society, you know, if you
I tend to agree, Tommy. I'm totally on board.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that you know, some of the experiences I've had with psychedelics and entheogens, as well as empathogens, have been some of the most important experiences I've ever had in my life. And I think that there's a lot of truth to what you're saying here tonight. And I thank you for the call. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE.
Now I'd say that there's plenty of people. Alcohol is a mind altering drug. Lots of people
who
drink that, and they're not getting, you know, they're not breaking free from.
No, that's what he's saying. Specifically said when he was speaking there was that the alcohol represses nicotine, alcohol, he says, are keeping people in the old paradigm. And I think that he's right. I mean, there's a reason why that stuff's legal, but yet it's incredibly dangerous. However, some of these psychedelics can really be mind openers. Now, be careful if you're going to get into this stuff. You should do some research, and there's a lot of information out there. Thankfully, we're in the information age now, so there's no excuse. You know, the old story about the teenagers grabbing from a jar of pills and popping pills. Yeah, there's no excuse to do
that. Good way to end up dead.
Yeah, you got to do your research. There's a lot to learn, and Arrowhead.org is a great site on which to do that, to learn about these things. Read trip reports, read people's experiences, try to have some understanding of what you're getting into before you actually get into it.
People that are most likely to do this, teenagers, are the ones I trust the least to do it.
Yeah, I didn't really take any psychedelics until I was in my early 20s, and I think it's probably a good thing. But everybody's, you know, matures at a different time, so I wouldn't say there's...
I wouldn't disagree with that
statement. ...specific age on this stuff.
It worries me, I've got to say.
There's more on the way here. The animals, of course, have been using drugs for a long time. We'll talk more about their experiences here, as related by one scientist who's been studying it for quite a long time. 855-450-FREE, or you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you call now at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about animals getting high. Why do they do it? That's the question being asked over at boingboing.net. There's an author, the researcher, Professor Ronald K. Siegel has been studying this for quite a long time. We'll continue here with that story. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Just a couple more anecdotes here from the story, and then we'll get right into your thoughts. Noah's Ark, the scientists found, would have looked a lot like London on a Saturday night. Quote, in every country, in almost every class of animal, I found examples of not only the accidental, but the intentional use of drugs. In West Bengal, a group of 150 elephants smashed their way into a warehouse and drank a massive amount of moonshine. They got so drunk, they went on a rampage and killed five people.
Oh, God. Drunk elephants.
As well as demolishing seven concrete buildings. If you give hash to male mice, they become horny and seek out females. But then they find they can barely crawl over the females, let alone mount them. So after a little while, they yawn and start licking their own penises. In Vietnam, the water buffalo have always shunned the local opium plants. They don't like them. But when the American bombs started to fall all around them during the war, the buffalo left their normal grazing grounds, broke into the opium fields, and began to chew. They would then look a little dizzy and dulled. When they were traumatized, it seems, they wanted, like the mongoose, like us, to escape from their thoughts.
Medicate their minds.
So we can continue with this here, but let's go first to Rob. He is calling from somewhere on Skype. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah.
Rob, back off your mic. Back off your mic like 2 inches.
How's that?
A little better.
Better go.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, on the same topic, I'm sure it's been around the internet for decades now, but the spiders on drugs images.
Yeah, those are fake. Spider webs. Right?
Those are fake?
Yeah, it's just a joke.
Okay, well, anyway, back to the...
It's a funny mushroom video. The spiders on drugs video is an entertaining YouTube video, but I'm pretty sure that's satire.
Oh, well, this is not a video. It's images of the webs of spiders given different drugs, such as caffeine, LSD, marijuana, et cetera, et cetera.
Hmm.
And I'd say the most beautiful web, as I recall, I don't have it in front of me, was the LSD web. Very intricate, very symmetrical, very beautiful. The caffeine was one of the ugliest. On to the subject of the mushrooms. There's a lot of evidence that these mushroom spores are actually not terrestrial origin. They've actually come to the planet through space. These spores can live for thousands, if not millions of years in space conditions. And the way that these things have, you know, populated our planet is really amazing because...
How do they get off their own planet?
Space storm? I don't know. I don't know where they came from.
Are we sending spores out now? From this planet?
Who's that?
Are we sending out spores from this planet now?
I don't think that's happening. I mean, it could be. I don't know. I don't know how they got here.
It's an interesting claim.
It's a Terrence McKenna topic, actually. He goes into a lot of detail on that, his ideas on that. On into the idea of the mycelium and a lot of the permaculturalists now, they're so, this mycelium is a network of intelligence throughout the whole garden, the whole earth area. And a lot of people now are like cultivating this mycelium and that it actually is part of the ecosystem communication network.
What is it?
Mycelium is actually the mushroom, kind of the roots of the mushroom, the part that lives underground and that eventually pops up fruits that look like what we call mushrooms. But there's as much of it. Apparently there can be as much or more of it underground and mixed through the soil as there is above ground.
Fascinating.
Above ground.
Rob, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Professor Siegel's story of buzzing cows and tripping bees is, he believes, a story about us. We are an animal species. As soon as plants began to be eaten by animals for the first time way back in prehistory, before the first human took his first steps, the plants evolved chemicals to protect themselves from being devoured and destroyed. But these chemicals could, it soon turned out, produce strange effects. In some cases, instead of poisoning the plant's predators, they quite by accident altered their consciousness. This is when the pleasure of getting wasted enters history. All human children experience the impulse early on. It's why when you were little, you would spin around and around or hold your breath to get a head rush.
Yep.
You knew it would make you sick, but your desire to change your consciousness a little to experience a new and unfamiliar rush outweighed your aversion to nausea. There has never been a society in which humans didn't serially seek out these sensations. High in the Andes in 2000 BC, they were making pipes through which they smoked hallucinogenic herbs. Ovid said drug-induced ecstasy was a divine gift. The Chinese were cultivating opium by AD 700. Hallucinogens and chemicals caused by burning cannabis were found in clay pipe fragments from William Shakespeare's house. George Washington insisted that American soldiers be given whiskey every day as part of their rations. Quote, the ubiquity of drug use is so striking, physician Andrew Weil concludes, that it must represent a basic human appetite. Professor Siegel claims the desire to alter our consciousness is the fourth drive in all human minds, alongside the desire to eat, drink, and have sex. And it is biologically inevitable, he
says. Where's Shelter on that one?
It provides us with moments of release and relief. Thousands of people were streaming into a 10-day festival in September where they were planning, after a long burst of hard work, to find some chemical release, relaxation, and revelry. They found drugs passed around the crowd freely and to anybody who wanted them. Everyone who took them soon felt an incredible surge of ecstasy. Then came the vivid, startling hallucinations. You subtly felt, as one user put it, something that was new, astonishing, irrational, to rational cognition. Some people came back every year because they loved this experience so much. As the crowd thronged and yelled and sang, it became clear it was an extraordinary mix of human beings. There were farmers who had just finished their harvest, and some of the biggest celebrities around. Their names over the years included Sophocles, Aristotle, Plato, and Cicero. The annual ritual in the temple at Eleusis, 18 kilometers northwest of Athens, was a drug party on a vast scale. It happened every year for 2,000 years, and anybody who spoke the Greek language was free to come. Harry Anslinger said that drug use represents, quote, nothing less than an assault on the foundations of Western civilization, unquote. But here are the actual foundations of Western civilization. Drug use was ritualized and celebrated. I first discovered this fact by reading the work of the British critic Stuart Walton in a brilliant book called Out of It, and then followed up with some of his resources, which include various different professors' work. Everyone who attended the Eleusinian Mysteries was sworn to secrecy about what happened there, so our knowledge is based on scraps of information that were recorded in its final years as it was being suppressed. We do know that a special cup containing a mysterious chemical brew of hallucinogens would be passed around the crowd, and a scientific study years later seemed to prove it contained a molecular relative of LSD, taken from a fungus that infested cereal crops and caused hallucinations. The chemical contents of this cup were carefully guarded for the rest of the year. The drugs were legal. Indeed, this drug use was arranged by public officials and regulated. You could use them, but only in the designated temple for those 10 days. One day in 415 BC, a party-going general named Alcibiades smuggled some of the mystery drug out and took it home for his friends to use at their parties. Caught in possession with intent to supply, he was the first drug criminal. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian Bernard.
Hi, James. I'm Ian Freeman. Go ahead.
What'd you get your high school sweetheart for Valentine's Day? Mark, speaking of teenagers not being able to make adult decisions of who they sleep with.
But my relationship is none of your business, James. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
When you scored with her, ace?
None of your business, James. Goodbye. 855, 450, free. I'm not here to titillate you, James. Going on. But while it was a crime away from the temple and other confined spaces, it was a glory within it. According to these accounts, it was Studio 54 spliced with St. Peter's Basilica, revelry with religious reference. They believed the drugs brought them closer to the gods, or even made it possible for them to become gods themselves. I'll post the full article here for you. Drug use has been around for a long time, and you should be careful with it. Again, do your research over at arrowhead.org, and we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.